Alright, brothers, any questions?
There's certain things that I want to introduce to the world that not only people being gentle with one another, Muslims and Christians, but also is there has to be some explanation of the steps of how people can learn to respect leadership. And the steps are people who are put in charge in a large house in order for the house to be organized and global.
My friends understand this, right? You cannot get a better leader than the Prophet of Allah. Right? How many people respected him and how many people disrespected him? Right. The thing is that, you know, respecting the Prophet is a sign of faith. Disrespecting the Prophet is a sign of lack of faith. You know, the issue is this. You know, you cannot make people respect someone, even if it is the Prophet.
Subhanallah.
Even if it is the Prophet, it has to grow with faith. When faith grows, the respect of the means of that faith will grow. Right? I mean, how did you get faith? The Prophet is the means.
Exactly.
You know? How did you learn about the Prophet? Imam Ali was the means.
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn about Imams? You know? The Ulama are the means.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They taught us. So whatever is the means of taking us to Allah, you see that? Respect that means. Because it is, you know, because the fact that it's through them that we learn.
Mm-hmm.
Through the Prophet that we learn about Allah. He came and said, La ilaha illallah, we believed in him. And we respect him because he is the means of showing us how to reach Allah. You know, so it is a sign of our faith that we respect the Prophet, we respect, you know, teacher. You know, that's why, you know, Imam Ali said that, Man allamani harfan, Aqad abadani abadan. He said that whoever has taught me a letter of knowledge, he has made me a slave forever.
Right?
Because he is just what do you call that? He is just letting us know that this is the means to Allah. He taught me the knowledge of Allah. You know, and hence the respect is there. But the thing is that it cannot be demanded. Right? The Prophet never demanded it. Imam never demanded it. In fact, Allah had to tell the others, listen, respect the Prophet. Don't shout outside his house. Right? Don't raise your voice when he's around. You know, it's Allah who's advising this in the Quran to the Muslims. You know, don't do this. Allah was saying, not the Prophet. Prophet didn't tell them this.
Right.
It is Allah who is telling them. Prophet never demanded them to respect him. Prophet is doing his job. He is giving his message. It is Allah who was telling the Muslims, you better do this. Right? If you have faith. You know? And the issue is that this is how you know that someone has faith or not. If you see someone is going to diss the Prophet, put him down, yeah, he ain't nobody, brother, you know, The Prophet is more than a mailman.
Subhanallah. That's right. That's right.
Right? He's more than a mailman. He's giving you a mail and going.
He's the master.
Right? He's more than a mail. He's the means to Allah. You know? He is the one who
is
taught that to Allah. But that's it. Yes, sir. You have a question?
Yeah. So even like, when someone do disrespect, you know, directly or indirectly, what's your job? I mean, how do you approach that situation?
As I said, right? You see, what happened is this. You know, you have to be, again, I said, you know, gentle and compassionate amongst ourselves. You know, we cannot, a person, you know, you will see that many people have different ways of doing things. They have different approaches, you know, how to do things, how to get things done, you know. You cannot jump at one another and say that, oh, you're wrong, brother, and, you know, this is wrong and that, you know. This is not the way to behave. The way in which we behave is that gently tell them, inshallah, you know, brother, you know, hopefully we'll do this later or do this this time, and, you know, you just do it in a way, that is, it's not something haram. Yes, if he's doing haram, if he's drinking alcohol in the masjid, that's different. Then you say, like for example, then Allah says, nahi anil munkar, you order him, right, to stop, right? If it's something that's haram, you know, if it's something that has to do with akhlaq, you know, it has to be dealt with, and that person is doing this because of something that is within himself. And hence, that has to be changed before this will change. The symptom cannot go away unless the disease is there. I mean, it's gone. Right? The disease has to be cured, not the symptom. Right? By being strict, see, in an army or in an army environment, you can, you know, stop the symptoms from occurring, but the disease always exists. And once they get out of the army, it comes back again. Right? But this is not like that. We are here to change the root of the disease. Right? We want to eradicate the root of the disease so the symptoms never come back.
Nah,
and it takes time. It takes effort. You know, it's not like, you know, like, okay, I say this and it's going to be done. It won't happen like that. You know, it takes a longer time to do these things. Right? And Allah, you know, like for example, one of the job of the Prophet was yuzakkihim. Yuzakkihim means to cleanse them, to purify them. So, I mean, what did it mean? It means to change the, you know, character that the people had, their identity, to eradicate, the diseases they had. This is how we're going to move forward. Right? And that is what we are doing. That's what we need to do. Right? With one another. You know? So, I mean, you know, being angry at one another, this is not the way which is going to, you know, be helpful. We are all here for one cause. You know, everyone has different ways and different ways of thinking. Right? But it doesn't matter if our ways are different. We all need to see who he is bowing in front of. You know, he bowed in front of Allah, he makes sajda to Allah, and that's enough for me. To know that he is a Muslim, he submits himself to Allah, that is all. Right? Now everyone has different approaches, everyone has different things. We all have to live with those different approaches, and that's how we live as a family. Together. Inshallah.
Sure.
Any other questions? If the sisters have any questions, you know, they always, I always get their questions after I leave. I guess not. Inshallah. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.